I'll give everybody from the ABAG group an opportunity to disperse. We're about to start the Operations Committee meeting. I realize it's maybe a bit more arcane than the past discussion, but nonetheless, we do have business to transact. Okay, it's time for the Operations Committee to be convened, and I'm Jake McKenzie, representing Sonoma County, chair of this committee, and asking as agenda item number one to confirm the quorum. Do we have a quorum, please? Thank you. I appreciate that. We have a consent calendar in front of us, and I would ask for a motion to approve the consent calendar, unless someone...
So moved.
I hear a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Okay. All those in favor of approving the consent calendar, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Consent calendar is approved. That moves us on to the consultant panel item, which is agenda item number three. This is on call consultant assistance for operational programs, customer information services. I'd remind those of you who are present on Wednesday for committee discussions that this would come under bench contracts, but it was not mentioned on Wednesday because we hadn't taken action on this item. So with that, I'd like to introduce Sylvia Cox, who is going to make the staff report.
Thank you. Good morning, Chair and members of the committee. My name is Sylvia Cox, and I'm a project manager in the electronic payments section. Staff is requesting the approval of a bench of pre-qualified consultants to serve the customer communication and information needs of our operating programs, including Clipper, Fast Track, and the Express Lanes Network. These programs must maintain visibility with the public and communicate offering and program policies to our customers. Given the timing of several contracts set to expire, a bench procurement was pursued to coordinate agency needs. The action today is to establish the bench, not yet authorizing any work. All contracts over $100,000 will be brought to committee for approval. The terms of the bench will be for 3 years, and work would be completed on a task order basis. We advertise for 5 areas of consultant support. They are research, strategic planning, creative development, online services, and outreach and community-based services. Proposals can be submitted on one or more areas. The goal of this approach was to gain access to small specialty firms, as well as large firms that could deliver a multifaceted project. A competitive procurement process was used, and evaluations were based on the firm's experience, knowledge, availability of resources, and hourly rates. The 10 firms recommended for the bench represent a mix of large and small firms. 7 of the firms are local, and 2 are certified as DBEs. Please note that in the memo, only one firm was listed as a DBE, but since then, we have discovered that a second firm is certified. Of the 3 subconsultants proposed by these firms, all are local, and one is also a DBE. Staff recommends that the committee approves the bench of consultants to support operational programs' customer information needs. Are there any questions?
Thank you for that report. Commissioners, I do not see any questions being raised. This is a recommendation from staff that we approve this consultant panel, so I'd entertain a motion.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That item passes, and thank you for the staff report. Our final agenda item on the Operations Committee is an informational item. I would emphasize that while this is an informational item, it's also an item where certain activities are being proposed which are going to influence contracts which will be put in place, and it will potentially impact the availability of certain services in certain counties on certain freeways. So the reason that we have this presentation from Stephanie Powell is to make sure that members of this committee are fully informed before we start going through the contractual process. If you could proceed with a staff report, please.
Good morning. I'm Stephanie Powell from the Freeway Service Patrol, and I'm here to inform this committee of an upcoming procurement for our FSP beats. There was an update to the memo, so you should see a yellow packet, and please refer to that. Thank you. So staff plans on releasing a request for qualifications and bid invitation for 16 out of our 35 beats. This RFQBI will be similar to years past in that it is a three-step process in which, first, interested bidders must meet minimum qualifications, and secondly, pass inspection in order to ultimately submit a price proposal. From there, the lowest bid will be recommended for contract award. Recently in our program, we've seen a trend of lower assists per truck, and because of this, it's becoming more expensive to provide those assists. We also recognize that we overexpanded in years previous, and so we are working on correcting this. So this year, we took a more in-depth look to determine the necessary changes. For each beat up for bid, we looked into four main areas. First, we analyzed traffic patterns, including areas of congestion, average speeds, and severity of delay. Next, we looked at assist totals and assist types. We wanted to determine whether the assist provided helped reduce congestion, such as removing stalls in lanes, or they had little impact to congestion, such as tagging abandoned vehicles. Next, we looked at our two main performance measures, which is assist rates. And assist rates are assists per truck per hour. We have a statewide goal of 1, but our program is currently performing at its lowest at 0.68. Our next performance measure is benefit cost ratio, which compares delay and emission savings to the cost of providing the service. Our program average is about 4. And to put that in perspective, LA County and Orange County's FSP program has a benefit cost of about 10. Lastly, we solicited feedback from our FSP drivers and our CHP officers who work the beat every day and are familiar with the travel conditions. So based on our analysis, we are recommending 4 strategies to reduce costs and improve performance. In the map on the screen, which is also map 3 in your memo, we are proposing changes to our fleet. With strategy 1, we are recommending that we replace the beats in red who currently have 3 tow trucks with 2 tow trucks and 1 pickup truck. We realize that pickup trucks are cheaper, more reliable, and can basically provide the same services as a tow truck. Our second strategy is to reduce the beats in blue by 1 truck because of their low assist. And in this next map, which is map 4 in your memo, we are recommending reductions in service. For the beats in green, we are recommending that we eliminate the service because these areas have reliable travel time and the beats have a benefit cost of less than 1. And this benefit cost is due to low assist, but not only low assist, but also that assists that are provided on these beats do little to reduce delay. Our fourth and last strategy is to cut Sunday service, which will affect the beats in red. And we felt that the assists during these times, Sunday and holidays, are minimal, and CHP felt the same and has cut CHP funding to dispatchers on weekends. So with these 4 strategies, we estimate it will cost or bring a cost savings of about $1 million per year. And once implemented, we will continue to monitor their effectiveness and potentially, depending on the outcome of these strategies, make similar changes to the remaining beats that will come up for bid in 2 years. So as I mentioned earlier, these strategies we're hoping to incorporate into the RFQBI that will be released in September, and the resulting 4-year contracts will be brought to this committee for contract approval in December 2014. With that, I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thank you for that staff report. And just for those of you who are following along, it's clearly a lot easier on our yellow sheet if you're looking at maps 3 and 4. These were improved for greater visibility. So I would just ask, Commissioner Spearing, do you have something you'd like to ask or state?
Yeah, on the pickup trucks, do we have specifications? I mean, do they have certain requirements with the pickup trucks? Are they going to carry fuel and stuff like that?
CHP sets the vehicle specs for tow trucks and pickup trucks.
Okay. And the, you know, I noticed in number 4 where it says reduced service on holidays and Sundays, and since congestion on Sundays and holidays are minimal. In Solano County, in front of 680-80 interchange, it's stopped, I mean, just dead stop every Sunday night and every Sunday. And so, and holidays, it's just absolutely, you know, just stop and go traffic. And if there's any incident at all, I mean, it just causes hours of delay. Have you looked at that? Or?
Yes. So we looked at congestion, and then we also looked at the type of assist that we do perform on Sundays. And we saw that a lot of the assists were just not related to congestion reduction. Like I was saying, they were either tagging abandoned vehicles or helping motorists that didn't need FSP help because they were just pulled over to either check their maps for directions or use a cell phone.
Okay, so you don't think this reduction is going to cause any problems in those heavily congested corridors on the weekends and holidays?
We don't believe so.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Commissioner Haggerty.
Thank you. My questions were along the same line, although I do feel like I'm operating somewhat in the dark because I don't have the incidents in front of me, and I think that as part of the staff report, it would have been nice, especially in areas where you're talking of changing the service, the level of service, that we could have actually seen what was the level of service, meaning, you know, what calls were we doing, how many calls were we doing. I actually have the same concern as Commissioner Spearing because on beat 27, I think, and I'm also having to, like, look at the beat and then jump back to the page, but on beat 27, you're reducing holidays and Sundays, and to me that seems that maybe that's not the right thing to do. I maybe could agree with the holiday portion of it, but unless it falls on a Memorial weekend, which always does, come to think of it. But I really think we need to think about this a little bit more, or at least give us more data, because I am a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah.
I am a bit uncomfortable to move forward at this time, not seeing all the data. And the other thing, I guess, along the same lines as Commissioner Spearing, will these pickup trucks, will they have, like, push bars like the CHP do so they can just push the car out of the way that's maybe there?
Yeah, the pickup trucks basically can do anything a tow truck can do except towing. So they'll have push bumpers.
Okay. I'm really concerned about the elimination or actually the reduction service on beat 27, and I'm just going to lodge that protest right now, but I would like to see more data because I think it would be helpful in us to be able to make a comprehensive decision.
Okay.
I think right at this point in time, I think particularly with those counties and those beats up for a bid for recommended modifications on map 4, that it would be very wise for staff to come back to individual commissioners whose counties are going to be affected potentially.
Chair McKenzie, Melanie Crotty, I was going to say that staff would be happy to meet with any individual commissioner that would like more specific detail on their beat. We do have that information, and so we can sit down. We are planning, as Stephanie said, planning to release the procurement document in September, so there is still time. Yeah. And that was the point today. We knew that there could be some concerns about this, so we wanted to get it out early to get your feedback.
Right. And that's why I emphasized at the beginning of this particular agenda item to pay proper attention, and I'd previously talked to staff about making sure that before we get to September and these documents going out, that we have thoroughly vetted concerns on the part of individual commissioners. And sorry, Commissioner Giacopini, but you have a question or statement, please.
Yeah, thank you. I just have a question, I guess, a couple questions. It looks like the data ends at 2013. I'm just wondering if we've looked at why the number of assists per truck is going down, and has that changed in 2014 at all, and could this be related to the economy, which in the Bay Area is picking up now?
So in 2014, I just got the numbers because our fiscal year just ended, and it is a slight decrease as well. And it's hard for us to pinpoint exactly whether it's economic factors that's changing our assists, but we are realizing that the types of assists are changing because maybe motorists have other roadside assistants, or they're calling their family or friends or car clubs first. But yeah, we are still looking into why our assists are going down.
It's kind of odd, isn't it? I would think we'd want to know, have a better idea of why, you know, these things are changing before we start making drastic changes.
Commissioner, maybe yes, maybe no. You're right that we don't have a single silver bullet answer here like we do with the call boxes, where it clearly is related to the penetration of cell phones. Andy and I were just speculating that, you know, the fleet's turning over, so cars are more reliable now than they used to be. So it may just be the cars aren't breaking down as much. I don't think people are better drivers. I think that's one of the verities of life. But I would also urge you, and look, I apologize for the fact that you don't have data before you today, because you should. But we've got time to sort that out. I would ask you, though, depending on the results of your review of that data, one of the things about these tow trucks is they're quite flexible. So if we decide to take them off a route and we wait 3 months and things go to hell, we can put them back on. It's not like we're making an irrevocable decision. But we are seeing some trends that we thought were worth alerting you to, because we've got some diminishing returns out there in terms of the investment we're making. I do wish we understood it a little better, but the returns are diminishing. And we can either nip and tuck, or we can continue to run the service we always have. But over time, our experience with FSP has been we've been adding and adapting as we've gone. This is probably the first time where we've sort of are proposing a reduction as an adaptation instead of an add. And it may just be we're reaching the limits of where congestion can occur in the region. And we're making some road improvements, actually, that are making things a little better, too.
Thank you, Mr. Executive Director. Commissioner Haggerty, did you have an add-on?
I apologize, because when I looked at Route 22, I read it as, you know, incorporate the pickups in the fleet. And to me, that seems appropriate. We don't need to be running tow trucks everywhere. But then I noticed, after some discussion, I moved down to Map 4, which I picked up on the fact that you want to reduce the Sunday service there too. That won't work in that corridor. I mean, that westbound looks like a Friday afternoon on Sunday. So, and it also is a high area of accidents because of the 580-680 interchange. So I think before I'd vote for that, again, I'd need to see more data.
And again, fair point. What I've heard, though, and I think you heard it as well, is that we're not trying to make the connection that the yellow routes have suddenly become decongested. What we're trying to do is something more specific, and that's why you need the data, which is the kind of service that we're providing seems unconnected to the congestion. So our inference is that if we withdraw the service, it won't affect congestion one way or the other. And again, if we're wrong, we can quickly readapt. But I hear you that we have some convincing to do, and I think the data will help.
Well, I think this discussion has been very helpful. I hope it has been helpful to staff as they move forward. But clearly, you've heard concerns from various commissioners, and I would just add, you know, again, the 101. From Marin across the Golden Gate Bridge on Sunday afternoons is notorious for stop-and-go traffic. And so to get back and to provide us with the data, and then having considered all these things, to move forward as you proposed, this is a informational item as it's agendized, and so we're not going to be taking action as a committee, but we certainly have heard comments from commissioners. So that being said, I will close this item. We'll thank staff in advance for future communications. That brings us to agenda item number 5. I have one card under public comment. Clarence Fisher, if you could step forward, please, and address us.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Clarence Fisher. I hope I have enough time to bring 4 quick points. First of all, last month I was here speaking on some items, and I was told I would have a staff member contact me, which has not happened. So perhaps if either a staff member cannot sit down with me, a commissioner could. Second of all, you have talk about Clipper in today's packet, a chart of different carriers, one of them San Francisco Bay Ferry. I tried with 3 other people to use San Francisco Bay Ferry using Clipper to go to Vallejo. I was told by the people at the San Francisco terminal, sorry, we do not accept Clipper on the Bay Ferry to Vallejo. Something needs to be noted about that.
Third, I'm sure staff, by the way, are taking, well, I see that they're taking notes, and we'll get back to you.
Okay. Third item, as Clipper uses, expands to different operators within the region, I would hope the MTC commissioners would talk to your cohorts up in the Sacramento region so that potentially in the future Clipper could be used on the Capital Corridor train. Because again, since that's outside, you know, Davis and Sacramento, some coordination would have to be done. And lastly, on the 511 travel site, could MTC put something in for wheelchair users who have to use BART to give them directions at each station for, is elevators at the end, beginning, or the middle of where they are going to either board or disembark, to make it under special questions more friendly to wheelchair users. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your thoughtful comments. That brings us to the end of our agenda. We stand adjourned until Friday, September 12th. Thank you very much, and the baton is passed over to Chair Hagerty.